A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Nun Gimel, Sukkah 53a, pagination page 105. Starting from the second line on the page, we are continuing with the topic of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the special celebration that occurred during Chol HaMoed Sukkis in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara quoting the Mishnah tells us, Chasidim ve'anshei maisa, the great people would do special dances in front of everybody else. Tana Rabbanon, we learned, Yesh mehem omrim ashre yaldu senu shelo baisha es zikno senu. We're fortunate about our youth, that it does not embarrass our older age. Elu chasidim ve'anshei maisa, that's referring to people who indeed, their youth does not embarrass their old age because they were tzaddikim straight through. V'yesh mehem omrim ashrei ziknoseinu shekapras yaldoseinu. Lucky is our old age that makes a kapara on our youth. Elu balei tshuva. This refers to balei tshuva, people who didn't start out doing the right thing, but developed themselves, and now they can be proud of where they are. Elu ve'elu omrim, they both say, Ashrei mi shelo chata, lucky is the person who did not sin, u'mishachata yashuv v'yimchalo, but a person who did sin, let him do tshuva, and Hashem will be mochel him, the attitude that there's always hope. Tanya, we learned, Omru alav al hilal hazakein, they said about Hillel HaZaken, Kishaya Sameach B'Simchas Beis HaShoeva, when he was joyous at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Omar Kain, he said the following, Imani Kan, if I am here, Hakol Kan, everyone's here, Vim'eni Kan, and if I am not here, Mikan, who's here? It sounds like a statement of gaiva, of haughtiness, which it clearly is not. Hillel HaZaken was a great and humble person, and the Gemara quoting it and him presenting this in Simchas Beis HaShoeva clearly indicates that it's a noteworthy statement, not some comment that's made over the mic before the personality realizes that the mic is turned on. What's his message? What is the great Hillel HaZaken saying with this statement? If I am here, everyone's here. If I'm not here, who's here? No one's here. So Rashi tells us, fourth line of Rashi, that Hillel was not talking about himself. Dorish haya l'rabim shelo yechta'u. He was saying a drasha, a message to the people, that they should refrain from sin, they should be extra specially careful in their spiritual direction. B'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was speaking in the name of Hashem, as if Hashem is talking. And what he was saying was that even though you're celebrating at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and everything looks glorious, and everything is happy and joyous, and you feel like you're at the top of the world with not a worry in sight, said Hillel in the name of Hashem, Imani kan hakol kan. Hashem says, if I am present at your celebration in the Beis HaMikdash, then everyone's here. Kol zaman she'ani chofetz bevayis hazeh, as long as I'm happy with what goes on with this Beis HaMikdash, u'shechinasi shiruya bo, and my presence dwells here, yehei kivodo kayim, then its honor will remain. V'yavo hakol kan, and that's what it means, then everyone's here. As a result of my being here, everyone flocks here. V'imtechetau, but if you sin, v'asalek shechinasi, and I pull out, Hashem says, miyavokan, no one's going to come. This place will be totally desolate. And that message of Hillel HaZaken was the equivalent of the prophets in the first Beis HaMikdash. So Hillel HaZaken was sharing that sentiment and that message during the second Beis HaMikdash. Again, imani kan, Hashem says, if I am here, hakol kan, then everybody comes. Vimeni kan, and if I'm not here, if I'm not happy and I withdraw, mikan, no one's going to be here, and therefore make sure that you don't lose sight of your spiritual mission. Biderech Musar, by way of a melitza, a quick phrase, there is another insight that can be learned from Hillel HaZaken, again realizing that Hillel HaZaken clearly wasn't making an expression of gaiva here, but he was giving you a very deep philosophical message. There's a quote from the Kotzker about self-definition and self-awareness. The Kotzker used to say, if I am I because I am I, and you are you because you are you, then I am I and you are you. But if I am I because you are you, and you are you because of me, then you are not you, and I am not I. That is to say that a person has to be themselves independent of other people's opinion. Now, obviously, sometimes we don't have enough clarity, so we have to ask the opinion of people that we trust. But it's not just the people on the street. Once we have a clear definition of ourselves, we have the clarity and the confidence to know who we are. The first statement in Shulchan Aruch is the ability of a person to do mitzvahs, afilu b'fnei anoshim hamalgim olav. Even if people make fun of him, if he's confident that he's doing the right thing, it's time for Shachris Mincha Mayriv, and he does it, so he doesn't get worried that someone makes a snickering comment. A person has to be themselves. A person has to reach that clarity. And you, likewise, have to be yourself and not reliant on the other person. And we try to build up ourselves in clarity and sincerity to know who we are. And that could be the statement, Im ani kan hakol kan. If I can bring myself to the table knowing who I am, then we can all be comfortable. Vim eini kan. But if the I isn't here, if I can't bring myself to the table and I'm totally reliant on other people to figure out who I am, and other people likewise are doing the same thing, everybody is themselves because you are you, then mikan, then we don't have a single self-respecting person at the table. Let's drop down to a particular dance that was done at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. In the wide lines, counting down about 11 lines, in the middle of a line, Tanya, we learnt. Amru alav Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, they said about Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Kishaya Sameach Simchas Beis HaShoeva, when he rejoiced at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Hayanotel Shmona Avuko Shalor, he would take 8 torches of fire, Vizorek Achas, Venotel Achas, Ve'inogo Zubazu, and he was able to juggle them without them hitting each other. And when he bowed down, he was able to put his 2 thumbs on the ground. He was able to do a headstand, kissing the floor. Most people can't do it. So Rashi says, kissing the floor is based on a pasuk, Kirotsu avodecho es avoneho, that your servant loves even the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. But there's a common pshat, which is very powerful, that because Sukkot follows Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which was a holiday, which were holidays of davening, and davening, the stance, traditionally is with one's hands outstretched, appreciating that the gift that we're asking for is going to come from Hashem, as if to accept the gift. So your hands are outstretched. So when Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel wanted to symbolize Sukkot, which is taking all that inspiration into regular, normal, physical living, we don't live in the shul. It may be our destination, we may consider it our home, but we have to live lives. And the person has to take that inspiration, that integrity, etc., into regular living, bring it onto this world. And that's the message of the sukkah, teshvu ke'in taduru, do what you normally do, but do it in the sukkah in the framework of being a Jew. So he did a headstand. Instead of from the bottom looking to heaven, he switched it. He's from the heaven looking down, and he kisses the ground. He kisses physicality because he recognizes that our mission in the world is to sanctify the physical. So that was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's message through body stance to the people to take the inspiration of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and implement it into our physical lives. Dropping down another few lines in the middle of a line, Tanya, we learned, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, and Rabbi Shua ben Chananya said, Kishayu Simechem Simchas Beis HaShoeva, when we were rejoicing with Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Lo Ra'inu Shina Be'einenu, we did not sleep. And the Gemara says, how could it be they didn't sleep for so long? And the Gemara answers, Lo Ta'amnu Ta'am Shina, we didn't have the real taste of sleep. Dahava Menamni Akasva Dahadadi, we fell asleep on each other's shoulders. But they didn't actually go to sleep, recognizing, as the Mishnah told us, that the simcha was the kind of lo ra'a simcha miyamav. There was no comparable simcha and excitement like the simcha space hasho'eva. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.